Hi, welcome to my podcast. My name is Mauricio Lozano, and today we're going to discuss the importance of clean water in Mexico. The UN, with its Sustainable Development Goals, has taken upon different actions to solve problems in our planet. One of those goals is goal number 6, clean water and sanitation. This goal wants to ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. The way a state becomes a stakeholder is in the way they act upon the problem of water waste. Most of the time, this water is just thrown into waterways without removing its pollutants. And this affects the clean water that is already in waterways and how it's going to arrive to our homes. In different places, like developing countries, NGOs such as Blue Planet Network, and Blood Water are helping developing countries to get reliable water sources and better sanitation systems. But more specifically, a particular case is how in the north of Mexico, especially in Monterrey, Nuevo León, the excessive water use is affecting the water supply that we get. Nuevo León has gone through different droughts. One of the most severe has just happened recently. The amount of water in Nuevo León has become bigger than the water that is available for us. And obviously this excessive demand affects in not only the domestic sector, but in all sectors like it's industrial, agricultural, and also with animal raising. The negative effects that our event like this is having upon Nuevo León citizens is that in rural areas, the economy is mostly based on agriculture and cattle raising. And with current heat waves in Nuevo León and the lack of water, not only can they not water their crops, but most of their animals are dying because of insulation and dehydration. In this topic, there are different points of view. One agreeing that we have to do something to change the way we get water, and other ones are just negative. Like the example of Doroteo Treviño, he's a CONAGUA secretary in charge of the Rio Bravo Basin. He talked to Posta about the different rainfall percentages throughout the state, in which he stated that the only month where the water level were beyond average was in March, with only 12%. He stated the rainwater will be seen through the months of August to October, which didn't happen. Still, he added that if it does not rain in the following months, by 2019 there will be complications for the water supplement. Other example of an unpopular opinion, it's Adrián de la Garza Tijerina, who is the current president of the UGRNL, which is the Unión Ganadera Regional de Nuevo León. He claims that the rainfall has affected the lack of breeding of cows and production of beef, this affecting the economy of most businesses in Nuevo León. To help understand a little bit further, and have some perspectives, I interviewed three people. To help understand different perspectives, the first person that I interviewed was Gloria Martinez, high school student from Monterrey. I asked her about how, I will read your question. I would like to know what are your thoughts on how may the excessive consumption of water affect the state of Nuevo León. Gloria said that in her opinion, it can be affected on how much water we get and the quality of it. I then went ahead and asked her of how were the effects of the recent drought in Nuevo León reflecting in her personal life. She said that in her school, they talked to them about how the importance of using wisely an important resource, such as water. And she also added that they didn't water the football fields just to help save water. I then asked her about her thoughts on actions taken by different NGOs and INGOs. She said that NGOs in Mexico aren't doing strong enough as NGOs in other countries. She believes people are not well prepared by the fact this problem hasn't been solved and people aren't well informed about the topic. Unfortunately, We couldn't have Gloria with us and to talk about her opinion. And neither could Eduardo Cantú, who was an expert in agricultural and botanics. I then asked Eduardo the same questions. He said agricultural engineering in different regions of Mexico, such as Michoacán and Oaxaca, and also in other countries like Costa Rica. I asked him about how may the excessive consumption of water affect the state of Nuevo León, and his answer was, due to different climate zones within the state, different regions are being affected in different ways. For example, towards the east side of Nuevo León, near to Coahuila, we can see a change to a more drastic desert climate with less rivers and water sources, and therefore less vegetation. Most plants that grow there are naturally cacti. He added, on these areas, water supply is mostly brought from other parts of the state or even from other states, which makes it a more expensive service due to the high cost of its transportation. And with more and more people trying to get a hold of drinking water and abusing of the privilege, we are left with a bigger need to supply water from places far from Nuevo León. Then I asked him about how the effects of the recent drought in Nuevo León reflected in his personal life. He said that in his house, he has a big garden because he have always loved plants, and he needed to stop watering as much as some of his plants died because of the different species of plants that he owns. The last question was, what are your thoughts on the actions taken by different NGOs? He said that bio organizations have not shown interest in the conflict and a way to solve it. However, the government of the state of Nuevo León started campaigns to create conscience in a phone line to report acts of improper use of water and punish people. I will leave you with these two interviews to reflect on your personal opinions. Thank you. Well, with the different interviews and the different facts that I share, you can now have different points of view in this manner, and I will leave you to reflect on that. Thank you.